All right. Hey, dude. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher, head coach and creator of Confident Fit Coaching, rock solid gym membership site, which has just launched. So exciting. JesseWallacher.com, where I house everything. Author, speaker, writer, coach, all of those things. Podcast host. I am doing all of the things right now. So what I wanted to chit-chat with you about today is the athletic mindset. One, because I just recorded a training for this, and if you are interested whether you want to sign up for the Rock Solid Gym membership site or not, it is $25 and it is life-changing. You get access to the video for life, you get access to the slides that I go off of, as well as a handout that goes along with it too. That's also very, very good. But what I wanted to do today, because I feel like I've been having a lot of these kind of conversations, is the athletic mindset. And before, when I would talk about it, I always felt like it was something like nobody really knew about, or nobody else like really felt or thought like I did. But really it is. It's just nobody knows how to say it. Nobody knows how to vocalize it. But we're all feeling the same thing, where like we're super competitive, and if any, and this is like very CrossFit focused or anything that has to do with a class, like, and numbers or times or PRs or anything like that, like when it's very numbers focused, it can be hard. Even if you have just a little bit of competitiveness in you, it's going to amplify it. And this can be very hard and detrimental and also hurtful to you if you don't know how to kind of reel it back and take an easier approach to it. So, and in that sense too, the more I've been thinking about it and the more I've been talking with people, I'm very much a seasoned coach. I am a seasoned coach for people that are starting to realize that their athletic mindset, their competitiveness, and their like all or nothing going for it, is starting to be something that they don't want in its entirety. And what I mean by that is it's not that they are, because this is something that also goes through your head if you're listening to this and you can relate. It doesn't mean that you are any less driven, you're any less motivated, you're any less athletic, that you're losing your identity of it all. It really just means that you are coming to terms with wanting things to be a little bit different in life. You're wanting a little bit more balance. You're wanting a little bit more like enjoyment in your fitness, and not just going through the motions and chasing the numbers and chasing the times. Like there's something else that you're looking at, and coming to that realization is one giant monumental thing. So if you are there, congratulations. That's a lot to accept and a lot to kind of unpack. We're really diving into this right away, 3 minutes in. But the second thing that is going to be the hardest, and is something that like even I still check myself and have to like coach myself through it in a way as well, but it's implementing it and working through that high of the athletic mindset and that really competitive drive, that like comparing yourself to the person next to you, feeling like you should be doing more weights because you are stronger, feeling like you should be going faster because you are younger, feeling like you should be getting better scores than you are, feeling like looking around the room and comparing yourself to every single person, whether they're bigger or smaller or stronger or weaker than you, like feeling like you need to find your place and you need to keep that going. And that is something that, if you're not a competitive athlete, if you are not being paid to compete or being paid to have a physically fit body, if that is not your livelihood, that is something that does not need to control your life. And I know that's very difficult in this day and age, because we are in a social media where we are able to see the behind the scenes of our favorite athletes. We're able to see the like there are whole documentaries based on the preparation that competitive athletes and professional athletes go through in order to achieve what it is that they want to do. And if you have the same passion as them, if you have the same drive, if you have the same interests as them, then you feel like that's what you need to do in order to get to that goal. Even if, and it's easy to be consumed into it all because it's so exciting, it's so motivating, and it's so inspiring. But what it comes down to is we fall into this hole of competitiveness, of drive, of continually pushing forward, but we don't realize that that is their life and not ours. And you can still be a competitive athlete and enjoy like doing weekend events and enjoy like signing up for races and enjoy like being able to, like, my thing is being an asset to society. Like, I can still do that and still take days off and still like enjoy dessert and still like go out to eat and still like have a life outside of the gym. Whereas competitive and, or not even just competitive, but professional athletes that are getting paid to do this, like, they need to be a lot stricter with it. And like them coming out of it is a whole other thing and something like I am very passionate about as well, because I feel a lot of times they kind of get left on the back burner and struggle for years to kind of get past that competitive side and their identity and things like that. But for the average everyday person that likes to work out, that has a good physique, that knows nutrition and knows food and knows working out and things like that, it can be hard to kind of work with that mentality when it's not something that supplies for them or provides for them. So I've talked with a lot of athletes at my local gym and just like friends in general that work out, and I can tell, I've talked to so many people that I can tell just from a couple questions and a couple conversations if the work that I do would help them, or if they're in a spot now where like they won't need me or they will never need me or they're just on a different level. So, and it goes something like this, where they get anxious around their numbers and their heart races faster, not because that they're moving faster, but because of the anticipation and the excitement of it all. They hold themselves to this higher standard, even though they know that they've been dealing with illnesses and they've been dealing with injuries, but they still expect this high level of themselves. Maybe they've been athletes in the past and they've done competitive competitions and have done really well, and life is different now and they don't know how to disassociate their past version with their current version and their current goals and their current life. And anybody that talks about wanting to get back to their high school or college body is always a little bit of a red flag to me, because you can never go back. You can't go back to that time and that frame and that life. It's never going to be. You can get down to those numbers, but what are you really doing that for? What is it really accomplishing? And have you just told yourself that that's where you are most comfortable and where you're most happy because that's what you felt at that point? Or have you just brainwashed yourself into thinking that because that was a thinner moment, that was a more fit moment, and not like where you're at now? Like, maybe now you feel very comfortable, or you could feel very comfortable in your own skin, and maybe you've got somebody that I've follow and I really like how she put it, and I can't remember exactly how, but like there's a 5 to 10 pound weight, like scale weight of you where life happens. So like 5 to 10 pounds fluctuating, where you're very fit, you're very comfortable, but you can still like maintain and enjoy life. And I've been seeing a lot of this happen as well, so I know that it's needed and it's necessary to talk about, because there is a point and there is a body type where you can maintain it, but it takes a lot to maintain, and it's a very good and it's a very beautiful body. But there's also a body that is just as good, that is just as beautiful, that is just as functional and healthy, that is a little bit, that weighs a little bit more. And it's nothing bad, it's nothing like detrimental or anything like that, but it's just where life happens. It's where life is comfortable. It's where you're going to the gym pretty consistently, or you take a couple days off, and you're eating consistently, but you still go out to eat, and you go on vacation, but you're not dieting down for it, and you go out to parties, and you don't like feel the need to like fast all day in order to get your leaner self. And it's just this it's a more enjoyable spot to live and to be in. And like I said, the mental side of it is so much bigger than anything else. And it's easy to push personal training, and it's easy to push like a diet plan and everything like that, but it's a lot harder to push and to share and to help people when they're looking for that, thinking that that's what they need, but really it's just changing their mindset around it. And like, for example, for me, I've had to cut back on the amount of CrossFit classes that I go to because of my competitive side it's still alive and it's still thriving, but it still is something where I need to be very aware of it. And if I see it starting to creep in and I start caring about the numbers and I start looking around more and I start comparing like how fast people are going on the rowers compared to me and like what I need to do in order to be ahead and keep up with so-and-so and all of that, when that starts to come in, I force myself to get out of classes. And the same with the weight room. If I start to care more about the person in the mirror and start to see like imperfections that don't really matter to me, and it's just my past bodybuilder mindset, my past competitive mindset, my past not enough mindset coming in, then I force myself to take a couple days, if not a week, off of the gym entirely. And I make myself like stay quiet and stay low key and listen to my body and get back to what it is. And sometimes, yeah, I can like take a day and get out of it and I'm totally fine and I'm back to it, but I still force myself to take an extra day or two because I need to remind myself why I'm doing it. Like, why do I like to work out? Why am I excited to go to the gym? Why do I care about this aspect when really, in all reality, I don't need to go to the gym. I could just spend my time like going for walks or doing yoga and I can still get the same results. But I like to build muscle. I like to feel strong. I like to be able to be that person that when people move, as much as I don't like moving, like being able to help them, that's something that's important to me. So that's why I train the way that I do. And when the aesthetics and when the numbers start to get ahead of that and get ahead of that reason why, and it becomes my identity again, because people see and know me as the fit person, as the personal trainer, even though I'm not a personal trainer anymore, they still see me as that. And if I feel I need to keep that reputation up, but it no longer is serving me where I'm at and I want to change that, I need to force myself out of it. And that's what I do with my clients, is I bring them back to their reason why, and I remind them why they are doing what they're doing and they have the goals that they have and they're reaching for what they're reaching for, instead of getting sidetracked, instead of getting distracted and falling back to what it is that they were trying to avoid. So yes, it can be a split second that you realize that the route that you're going and the way that you're viewing things isn't healthy and no longer serves you. It can be a quick realization, but it is going to be a lot of work to actually get through consciously every single day to get past it. It's every time you're in the gym, it's every time you go out to eat, it's every time you prep your food, it's every time, like, it's deciding not to step on the scale, it's deciding to put away the food scale, it's deciding to look at the clock for like how much faster you need to go. It's deciding not to look at the leaderboard. It's deciding not to look at your progressions. And it's deciding to look at yourself in the mirror, at your soul, deep into your eyes, and ask yourself why you're doing this, and reminding yourself day in and day out, and slowly progressing to where it is that you can get to again. And I know people that need to completely avoid certain things until they have worked through some of this stuff. And sometimes that can take a couple weeks, and sometimes that can take a couple months. But it's continually knowing and continually reminding yourself that you aren't a failure, that you haven't lost it, that this isn't just a you thing. It's very much an every single person that has ever worked out kind of thing. It just depends on to what level they have gotten to and to what level they want to go to as well. Because some people can easily, without putting a lot of emotion and identity and attachment to physical fitness into the gym, still be competitive and leave and not have it like affect their entire day. But the moment it does, the moment it starts creeping into the rest of your life, and the moment it dictates your mood for an entire week, is when it has started to, when it is out of hand. It hasn't started, it is out of hand. And it only is out of hand once you decide that that's no longer what you want to do, and you start to take steps in order to get past it. But I also want you to know that with those steps that you decide to take, it does not mean a new diet. It does not mean a new workout routine. It does not mean having somebody else tell you what to do. It's deciding what you want and moving towards that. And I guarantee you, 90% of the time, it is just changing the way you're viewing it. And that can be the hardest thing because it's an invisible thing. It's not something that you can directly decide and directly do and choose. It's on the back burner, it's behind the scenes, it's all of that stuff. But it is the thing that will lead to long-term consistency rather than up and down and injury as well. So I needed to say it. I know I was a bit rambly and hopefully it made sense, but the athletic mindset is a very, very real thing. Whether you see yourself as an athlete or not, it is that competitive side that is always striving for more, which is a very good and, do you hear the train? Which is a very good and like powerful thing, but it can also be a very detrimental thing. So it's being aware of that and knowing the limits rather than letting it control you. So if you would like to learn more on that, if you would like some support with that, my Rock Solid Gym membership is going to solely focus on the mindset around food and fitness and like getting your freedom and your control and your knowledge and your trust and your confidence behind all of that. But if you want to dive deeper into it on a more personal level and have that connection and accountability and having me in your pocket every single day to talk to, I am accepting private clients as well. But you are in control. You are not alone. And this is not just a you thing, okay? No matter what is running through your head, no matter what is saying that you aren't good enough or you're not really an athlete, so this shouldn't be affecting you or anything like that, this is a very real and human thing, and humans are allowed to feel emotions, whether they make sense or not. So if nothing else, let that just be confirmation that you are indeed a human being, which is very exciting but also very frustrating. So congratulations, you are in good company. There's a few billion of us here. So on that note, I hope you have a fantastic day. Again, all of my social medias will be linked below. Otherwise, it is Jessie Wallacher across the board, whether it is Facebook, Instagram, or my website, jessiewallacher.com. That is housing everything as well, whether it is links to podcasts, private coaching, or my journals, or my membership site, or my courses. Fantastic. Everything is there. But I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for joining me. And I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.